USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump with an American flag posted on his Twitter feed. This as the Pentagon confirms the head of Iran's elite forces, General Soleimani, killed during an airstrike at Baghdad International Airport. The Defense Department says the Iranian commander approved the New Year's Eve attack on our embassy in Baghdad and was planning attacks on Americans. This comes as Iranian-backed forces stormed the U.S. embassy in Baghdad for 2 days straight, the Hezbollah terrorists burning American flags and threatening to kill all Americans inside the compound. 750 Marines deployed to protect the building and our personnel who work inside. The Department of Defense releasing a statement saying at the direction of the President, the U.S. military has taken decisive action to protect U.S. personnel abroad by killing Soleimani. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The party over for federal lawmakers as Congress gets back to work on Capitol Hill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has yet to send the two articles of impeachment against President Trump over to the Senate. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Senators will be back from their holiday recess on Friday morning, and the battle over President Trump's impeachment looms. The U.S. House will return next week. After formally impeaching the president last month, the Senate now responsible for holding a trial to determine whether Trump should be removed from office. But Nancy Pelosi still has not sent the two articles of impeachment to the Senate and has revealed no timetable for doing so, as she continues to express concerns about whether the Republican-led Senate will conduct a fair trial. The top Republican in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, says he can't lay out rules for a trial until he receives those articles of impeachment. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In USA News for Your Health, several drug makers increasing their prices. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Bristol-Myers Squibb, Pfizer, and Biogen are among the latest to increase their prices despite efforts by the Trump administration to rein in the expense to the consumer. Antonio Chacha of the healthcare research firm 3Access Advisors tells us the increases range from 1 to 13%, but not as much as in years past.
The degree with which those increases are occurring are actually less than we've seen in prior years. So you could argue that drug makers are kind of heeding the warning of the administration and not necessarily slamming their foot on the gas any longer.
A mass exodus from California because of the high cost of living. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
As more and more Californians move elsewhere amid high taxes, rising costs of living, and housing costs, the Golden State is on track to lose a seat in Congress for the first time in history. According to U.S. Census Bureau population estimates, around 200,000 people moved out of California between 2018 and 2019, a bulk of them heading to states like Arizona, Texas, and Colorado. Tom Del Beccario is the former chairman of the California Republican Party. He tells Fox News,
"The Republicans are leaving this state because, frankly, they're tired of the politics of it all. It used to be they went from L.A. to Riverside. Now they keep going to Arizona and to Texas."
I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.